Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 10th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: the American Rescue Plan, where are the stimulus checks going, and direction after relief rally? Leading today's news: Congress is set to give the final green light to President Biden's $1.9 trillion economic stimulus plan today, clearing the way for one of the largest relief packages in U.S. history. It's being hailed as a centerpiece of Biden's first 100 days and includes $1,400 payments for most Americans, expanded unemployment insurance, funding for schools and public health, and state and local government aid. The legislation also includes a per-child cash payment of at least $3,000 for 1 year, an expansion of Obamacare subsidies for 2 years, as well as aid for restaurants, agriculture, and small businesses. Thought bubble. The consensus among economists is that the stimulus will boost the economy and supercharge the recovery. A forecast from Moody's says the plan can add up to 7 million American jobs, which is important given the levels of unemployment, while the OECD said Tuesday that the program highly enhances the economic outlook even outside the U.S. But there are also those that have raised concerns that the sheer scale of the spending could lead to a spike in inflation, as well as deficit hawks who have expressed worries about additional borrowing and what that might mean for the national debt. The conversation is also playing out in the political sphere, where Democrats have dubbed it the largest anti-poverty measure in a generation, or what White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called the most progressive piece of legislation in history. On the other side of the fence, GOP members have said the package goes too far in its expansion of public assistance, pointing to the only $75 billion, 7% of the $1.9 trillion price tag, which is directed at COVID testing, contract tracing, and vaccine distribution. Statistics. A Pew Research Center poll released yesterday found that 70% of U.S. adults favor the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill, including 41% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, and 94% of Democrats and Democratic leaners. In assessing the proposed spending in the aid package, 41% of Americans view it as about right, while another 25% say it spends too little, and only a third of Americans say the legislation spends too much money. In other news, back in January, we reported on the usages of stimulus checks, which have provided a financial lifeline to billions of Americans, though for others, they represented an opportunity to boost their savings. That was thanks to the $2.3 trillion CARES Act, enacted in March 2020, and the $908 billion stimulus bill passed in December, which provided $1,200 and $600 to all Americans making under $75,000, regardless of their employment and financial situation. Backdrop. Securities trading was among the most common uses across nearly every income bracket for the checks issued in April, according to software and data aggregation company Investnet Yodlee. For many consumers, trading was the second or third most common use for the funds, behind only increasing savings and cash withdrawals. In fact, Americans that earned between $35,000 and $75,000 annually traded stocks about 90% more than the week prior to receiving their stimulus check. Things aren't likely to change this time around. I do think that you will find a lot of that stimulus money will end up in the market, and I think, if anything, it's a bullish catalyst, said Randy Frederick, Vice President of Trading and Derivatives for Charles Schwab. A Deutsche Bank survey of 430 retail investors last month also found that on average they plan to put 37% of any stimulus checks directly into equities. Go deeper. Goldman Sachs even recently raised its 2021 net equity demand estimate from households from $100 billion to $350 billion, reflecting faster economic growth and higher interest rates than we had assumed previously, additional stimulus payments to individuals, and increased retail activity in early 2021. We expect households will be the largest source of equity demand this year, wrote strategist from the firm J.J. Kinahan, chief market strategist at TD Ameritrade, has a similar forecast. You really have started to see an interest from the individual investor in a way that we have never seen before, he added. Tech made a huge comeback on Tuesday, reversing a recent downtrend over the past few weeks as U.S. 10-year Treasury yields appeared to stabilize. The Nasdaq ended the day up 3.7%, notching its best day since November, with big gains seen for Tesla, Nvidia, and Twitter, as well as popular names Riot Blockchain, GameStop, and Fuel Cell Energy. A day earlier, the index slid into correction territory, leading investors to bargain hunt for some beaten-down shares. The Dow also ended in the green, while the index's futures climbed 0.3% overnight, though contracts tied to the S&P 500 flatlined and the Nasdaq slipped 0.3%. That could suggest the broader reflation trend, favoring higher rates and cyclical industries, likely remains intact, though volatility could remain. Concerns center around whether additional stimulus from Congress will lead to greater inflation, or if high-growth stocks remain expensive. Investors will be watching today's 10-year auction for clues as to where yields may be headed, as well as the latest consumer price index data. Value bulls. I think the outperformers are going to be basically non-tech over the next 6 to 12 months, Wharton School finance professor Jeremy Siegel declared. The so-called value stocks are going to be sought out for their yield because I think interest rates are still going to be headed much higher here on the long road. I don't think we're done with this rise in these long-term interest rates. Growth bulls. We see the rollover in the Nasdaq to be actually an opportunity to add to positions, said John Stoltzfus, chief investment strategist at Oppenheimer Asset Management. We think going forward, the ubiquitous nature of technology and the fact that it is deeply embedded in the lives of consumers and business with the reopening of the economy stands on the path of that opportunity. Roblox is set to begin trading today on the NYSE via a direct listing process, rather than a traditional route to an initial public offering. Yesterday evening, the exchange set a reference price of $45 a share, which is in line with a recent Series H funding round that resulted in a valuation of $29.5 billion, up 7 times its last round in February 2020. The company previously delayed a traditional IPO planned for December, and also postponed a direct listing it sought in February. Backdrop. Roblox is a social gaming platform that allows users to play, create games, and hang out with their friends, all in one place. More than half of the kids in America currently play on the platform, which has been a huge beneficiary of the COVID-19 pandemic. Daily active users jumped 85% in 2020 to 32.6 million, while the number of hours that players spent on the app more than doubled to 30.6 billion. CEO Dave Baszucki's ultimate vision for the company is an online world where users can work, play, and entertain themselves, aka the metaverse. In its latest update to its prospectus, Roblox said it paid developers $328.7 million in 2020, up almost 200% from 2019. That heavily surpassed the company's sales growth of 82% last year, where it booked $923.9 million in total revenue. In addition, more than 1,250 developers earned at least $10,000 in the digital currency Roblox, which can be exchanged for real money. Over 300 earned $100,000 or more, while the company plans to spend additional cash on incentivizing higher quality content and funding bigger teams of engineers and designers. Outlook. Atlantic Equities expects great things, rating it overweight with a price target of $60. The firm points to plans for international expansion and attempts to age up the demographics, along with diversified platform use cases and solid monetization. Seeking Alpha contributor Donovan Jones also notes the company has seen sales and marketing expenses decline as a percentage of total revenue, even as sales have risen. Disney Plus has crested the 100 million subscriber mark just 16 months after its launch, becoming the most successful emerging streamer trying to chip away at Netflix's dominance. The service is still on track to meet the company's projection of 260 million subscribers by 2024, powered by fan favorites like The Mandalorian and WandaVision. Contrast that with the 203.7 million subscribers of Netflix, which topped 100 million subs in 2017, a decade after it introduced streaming and upended the industry. Quote, "The enormous success has inspired us to be even more ambitious and to significantly increase our investment in the development of high-quality content," CEO Bob Chapek said at the company's virtual annual meeting. "In fact, we set a target of 100-plus new titles per year, and this includes Disney Animation, Disney Live Action, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Our direct-to-consumer business is the company's top priority, and our robust pipeline of content will continue to fuel its growth." Comments from the competition. "It's super impressive what Disney has done," Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings said during an earnings call in January. "It's incredible execution for an incumbent to pivot to take on the insurgent. It shows members are willing and interested to pay for more content because they're hungry for great stories. And Disney does have great stories." Disney even temporarily halted its dividend last year following calls from Dan Loeb to permanently end the $3 billion annual shareholder payment. While the activist investor urged Disney to plunge that cash into original content, as it centers its operations around streaming, it also hasn't forgotten about theme parks. The company is opening Disneyland in late April, while its Florida parks are operating at 35% capacity. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, crude oil, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the S&P 500 flat and the NASDAQ and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, EIA petroleum inventories are out at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.